feature has many, many voices. Very talented individual. Please welcome to the main stage, Spidey X, everyone. For 30 for the next half hour, folks. Last call for alcohol. We're on the booth pause for Spidey Heck, everyone.
Hello. And welcome to Weed Etiquette with Spidey Hack. First rule of Weed Etiquette. When you're rolling the blunt or the joint, put a nice, quite elegant amount of the marijuana equally spread throughout the paper or the blunt. Don't make it into a toothpick kind of joint or blunt of sorts, but fill that motherfucker up so we can all get high as fuck. That has been the first rule of weed etiquette. Hello again from the Spidey Heck voiceover show here on Cannabis Conundrum. Second rule of weed etiquette. When making the marijuana joint or the blunt, use a significantly small amount of human saliva. Don't lick or swallow the whole goddamn joint that you put so much saliva. It's like collecting a sample for a DNA test. No one wants to taste your spit, you nasty bastards. So, just lick it once, lick it twice, then wrap it, roll it, and smoke it. Anything less or more is just uncivilized. This has been Weed Etiquette number 2 from the Spidey Heck voiceover show. Thank you for listening to Weed Etiquette.
Spidey Hick on your dial. Cannabis Conundrum. So you want to know what bothers me? I can't stand when someone has a bong full of water that hasn't been changed in months. It's like having a fishbowl and throwing a turd inside and just letting it float while the fishies try to nip at it, and it's not really doing anything. It's not doing anything but being a turd floating. So change your bong water frequently. Thank you.